We greet you all very warmly tonight, you who have come from near and far. In the name of our Lord, we wish you and us God's richest blessing. We greet also all those who are joining us online via the internet. May the Lord bless them also. They have part in this meeting, in the word which the Lord will give us tonight. We believe that the Lord is present. I personally rejoice that you all have come, that you could come. And we trust that the Lord will come to his right with each one of us who hears God's word. Let us for a start sing hymn number nine, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, song number nine. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending ring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. At rest, I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness. Thank you. This must I sing for the glory of Jesus. He is my glory. Only He. He is my light, He is my life, He is my sunshine. Oh, you are everything to me. Only Thou alone. As the German chorus goes. This we not only have sung, this is our attitude. This we experienced. He is our glory. He redeemed us. He called us out. We are grateful to God for what He has done. We are grateful for what He is doing now. And we are grateful for what He is still going to do and what He promised. Let us sing as the second song. Song number 12. Song number 12. When peace like a river attendeth my way. Hymn number 12.
Peace like a river attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my Lord Thou hast taught me to say, it is well. So it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed His own blood for my soul.
It is well
with my soul.
It is well
with my soul.
Events.
my soul.
It is well with my soul.
Wir dürfen von ganzem Herzen Amen sagen.
We may say Amen to that with all our hearts.
Was wir gesungen,
what we have sung, we also mean, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Praise and thanks. We expect and we trust that the Lord will bless us beyond asking and understanding tonight. Brother Schmidt, after I've read the word of introduction, he will pray with us. But all of us, we should also tune in. We should bring our requests personally before the throne of grace and believing with all our hearts. Please remember what is written in Mark 11. Therefore I say unto you, with everything what you ask in prayer, believe that you already received it, then it will be yours. But we must believe. May the Lord help us. I read us the word for introduction from Isaiah. Chapter 40, from verse 27. Isaiah 40, verse 27. Isaiah 40, from verse 27. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Praise and thanks be to the Lord for such precious words. Our fate is not hidden from the Lord. Your requests are not hid from the Lord. No, he knows them. And he wants to help you and me also tonight. And then this comfort. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Do we need this? Do we need his strength? May he give it to us. Then, those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew new strength. Brothers and sisters, We are in full expectation tonight, gathered. We are not looking to one another. We look to the Lord, and He will help us all. We who we are here, and also worldwide, via the internet, listening and watching. May the Lord be with us. Ezra said, may He come to His right with all of us. I ask now that we stand up and that Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us. Our Heavenly Father, also on this day, in this hour, which You are giving us, which You grant us to be gathered here under the sound of Your word, we pray You, as we just read, as we heard, don't You know, Lord in heaven, we thank You that You have given us grace to know it, that You redeemed us, You purchased us, You set us free, You have done great things for us, and You're still doing it by revealing Your word always anew to us, so that we hear. But we also ask, Lord, let us not only be hearers of Your word, but also doers of Your word. Lord Jesus, bless us, as it was prayed already. Bless us here, all those who are present, Lord, and open our ears to hear, open our hearts to receive, and our eyes to see. Lord, but not only us, but also all those, all who are joining us online, worldwide. Lord in heaven, we thank You that Your word still in our days, in the days of grace, is still reaching far, that people are still coming. Lord Jesus, we ask You, be in our midst. Loosen our tongues, open our mouths, so that we praise You and honor You, the great God who is above all gods. We thank You. Besides You, there is no other. To You we look up, and we ask You for Your blessing. Amen. You may be seated. Let us fitting sing. Let us sing chorus number 14, fitting to these songs. Chorus number 14. He is your friend. Trust in the Lord.
Despair. He is a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. Sing when the day is bright. Sing through the darkest night. Every day, all the way, let us sing, sing, sing.
Number 5, we'll give all the glory to Jesus. Number 5.
The glory to Jesus and tell of His love. And tell of His love. We'll give the glory to Jesus. Wonderful love.
We'll give
praise and thanks. Also today, many brothers and sisters are sending greetings from all countries, from all continents, who are joined with us. They were greeted already, but also they are greeting us from the countries, also by name sometimes. Today, I should say, there was a little technical problem. If I don't mention all the names, then it's because of this technical problem. It's just like that. The technique is made by man, and something can happen there. But the greetings have reached us from New Zealand, from Brother and Sister Anderson, from Australia, from Brother Emmanuel, and Brother Sister Thelma and Gorett, and from Pakistan, from Brother Kamran, from Brother Farman, and from Brother Akram, from Saudi Arabia, the greetings, from Brother Harris, then from Israel, from Ashdod, our Brother Grazian, from Bulgaria, Brother and Sister, sending greetings, from Hungary, Brother Ferry, from Serbia, Brother Shinishar, from the Czech Republic, Brother Joschka, Brother Tomas, from Finland, Brother and Sister Holviti, then from Russia, a sister, Elena. She has also a prayer request. May the Lord help her. In general, greetings from Russia, from the Ukraine, from Moldavia, from Bielorussia, then name by name from Armenia, from Sister Pripsime, Brother Argam, Brother Sargis, Brother Armen, from France, from the city Lyon, Brother Jean, from Paris, Brother Lausanne, from Germany, Brother Güller and Sister Christa, from Italy, Brother Gianfranco, then from Bolivia, Brother Bautista, from Chile, Brother Martin, from Canada, Brother Wendell Ellis, then the great fraction from Africa, starting with Uganda, Brother Francis, Brother Kutamba, and from the refugee camp, the brothers and sisters, also from the refugee camp Nakivale, Brother Obed, Brother Joseph, Brother Banga, from Benin, Brother Charles is sending greetings, from the Ivory Coast, the brothers Achille, Yapi, Esmel, Pierre, Richer, from Burkina Faso, the church, from the city Luana, from Zambia, Brother Paul and Brother Ndola, from Kenya, Brother Nyagi, from Rwanda, Brother Martin and Brother Deo, and from the Congo, the Brother Sadi, Brother Samuel, Brother Justin, Jean, Freddy, Mathieu, and Enoch. And finally, from South Africa, the brethren Joshua, Aaron, Justin, Leonard, and Motika. Also, all those who were not mentioned, may they just be richly blessed. Let us sing the chorus number 2. I love him, I love him. And then we want to hear.
I love him, I love him, because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
Once again in English. To this we can all say Amen. On the cross of Calvary, He accomplished the redemption. The blood of the new covenant was shed. Forgiveness and reconciliation forever was given by His grace. And we accepted and received it. Today, I would like that we sing chorus number one again. But this time, please, not they come from east and west, but we. Today we sing very personally. We sing, we come from east and west. Chorus number one.
We come from the east and west. We come from the lands afar to feast with the King, to dine as His guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding His hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of His grace, as gems in His crown to shine.
Once again, amen. Blessed and praised be our Lord for the grace that we really are coming from the east and west, from the south and north, coming together to hear God's holy word. Gather ye my people. And God, already to Abraham, He said, in thee shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed. With our beloved brothers who are doing the translations, Brother Michael is sending special greetings to all of us. He was in Saudi Arabia, and the Lord has opened such a door as one would have never expected it to be possible. We are just so grateful that the Lord has brothers in various countries. God bless our beloved brother Michael, and may God bless all those who are hearing now in Pakistan, and also our two brothers, also our brother Noble Gill, the two from Pakistan. Brother Noble Gill, God bless you in our midst. Then we have also greetings from Brother Dr. Mbie. There are also 4,000 people gathered to hear God's word. In Yamoussoukro, there are probably 5,000 or 6,000 gathered. Already since yesterday morning, they are on their way to witness the meeting today. Brother Tati, he told it to me just before in the office. The hunger is just here, and we are grateful to God for the food which He has prepared for us by His grace. Then, once again, from Brother Jacques from Abidjan, from Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland, from Brother Müller from Germany, Then once again, from Brother Paul Nyagi from Nairobi, from Brother Dr. Lotika from Australia, then from Brother Cecil, South Africa, then from Nigeria, and then finally the greetings from our precious brother and sister Silla from Cordoba in Argentina. It's just wonderful that everywhere, in all peoples and tongues, it can be heard and listened. Also, Brother Claudio Miskis, he gave us a report of what God is doing in the Portuguese-speaking nations. Just wonderful. We're just grateful to our Lord God with all our hearts, because we believe that the return of the Lord is very, very near. Then today, with Brother Moses Young in our midst, please stand up. Where are you? God bless you. God bless you. Would you say a word of greeting? Just one word of greeting. It's Brother Arben in our midst. Brother John.
Ich grüße euch alle im Namen Jesu Christi.
And I bring to you the greeting from Colorado.
Ich bringe euch Grüße aus Colorado.
And from the neighboring states.
Und von den Nachbarstaaten.
From Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Und von Minnesota und so weiter.
From Texas.
Und von?
Texas.
Von Texas.
May God bless you all.
Möge Gott euch alle segnen. Welcome in our midst.
Thank you.
God bless you. Amen. Yes.
Whom else have we got? The brother who organized the bus from England. Where's brother who organized the bus? A whole bus came from England to hear God's word.
God bless you, God bless you. Yes. What made you? Yes, just the word of greeting, my brother.
I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord.
Ich grüße euch alle im kostbaren Namen unseres Herrn Jesus Christus.
We are very happy to be here.
Wir sind sehr froh hier zu sein.
By God's grace.
Durch die Gnade Gottes.
We are able to hire a coach.
Waren wir imstande, den Bus
zu nehmen. From the north of England.
Und wir kommen ja aus dem Nordengland.
To the south.
Bis zum Süden.
Until here.
Und bis hierher.
I've just organized the trip.
Es war wirklich eine gute Reise.
Brother Paul, it was Brother Paul from Coventry's idea.
Und es war die Idee des Bruders so und so.
The idea was to help those who cannot come.
Und denen zu helfen, die von allein nicht kommen konnten.
Because of financial.
Yes, no
because
problem.
Of financial difficulties.
Es war auch finanzielle Probleme.
And may God bless you all.
Möge Gott euch alle segnen.
Maranatha.
Maranatha. Amen.
Amen.
Brother John, where are you?
Brother John.
Where's Brother John from Bucharest?
Where's Brother John from Bucharest?
Just come, say a few words.
Whom else have we got?
We can invite to just say,
whom we can invite?
Yeah, the brother here, just say a few words, my
father. Well, we're coming from Romania and we give you greetings from Romania.
Wir kommen aus Rumänien, geben euch Grüße aus Rumänien.
We consider that we are privileged to come here.
Wir schätzen es als ein Vorrecht, dass wir herkommen können.
And being among those who come from East, East, North and South.
Und dass wir unter denen sein können, die von Ost und West, von Süd und Nord kommen.
We bring you greetings and we wish you all the blessings of God under the preaching of the word.
Und wir wünschen euch wirklich den vollen Segen Gottes unter der Verkündigung des Wortes.
And may he confirm his word in our life.
Und möge er sein Wort in unserem Leben bestätigen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Father John.
Yes. Who else will say just a few words from the Brüder?
We have some brothers in our midst still, whether they come to the front or not.
Our beloved brother,
Bulumba,
our brother Bulumba,
the brothers who have come here, and brother Joseph,
and brother Joseph from Kinshasa,
who is this here? Yes, all the brothers. I hope everybody is welcome. Are you
I hope
to say a few words? Yes.
Tu viens, nous sommes avec lui. Tu viens, directement.
Okay.
Nous vous saluons dans le nom de Jésus-Christ.
We greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. One brother came with me, and he comes from the city called Goma. And Brother Frank visited us there already four times. It's a special city. There's a great harvest there.
In English, we mean, we.
With us, there are millions who believe the message. God bless you. We have also a meeting there, a large assembly in the prison. And also there we baptized believers. God has done great things there. And I was asked to give you greetings. We thank the Lord for all the gifts He has given unto us. And we also know about all these false teachings. Yes, one could go from country to country and from city to city. Everywhere are special events which took place. Also in Goma, to the Lord be really the thanks with all our hearts. We are of course coming together to experience our preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. And we greet all with all our hearts who are joining us worldwide in all peoples and tongues. And also they, may they all tune in. We come from the east and west. We come from the south and north. And we are coming because we were invited. We are coming because we have heard the call. We not only came, but we were invited to hear the last message before the return of the Lord, to believe it. And we said it and emphasized it many times. The Lord God said to Abraham, and he believed from the first encounter in Genesis 12. And we believe likewise. If we really made a true encounter with God, a personal experience of salvation with our Lord, that we heard the call, that we have come. Has not the Lord Himself given the call? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest for your souls. With this, it starts. The Lord Himself gave the invitation. Come unto me. Come unto me. He forgives. He gives us all what we need. And we have heard the call. And we have followed and obeyed Him. Now, let us look into our time now. Let us make a brief look. And every day, we can call out anew what our Lord said at the time. When you see all these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. And we thank the Lord God. Without going here into all the details, God has opened our eyes, has opened our understanding, so that we truly recognize, as the Lord Himself said, this generation shall not pass until all what is written is fulfilled. And we are especially thankful for the last call and for the last message which the Lord has entrusted to us. We can pass it on by His grace. Now, two or three scriptures which I would like to read to show us that already prophets foretold, pointing to the time in which we are living now, and they wanted to know when these things would take place and we may experience and see it. From the prophet Habakkuk, I would like to read just verse 5 from the prophet Habakkuk, chapter 1, verse 5. Behold, ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days which ye will not believe, though it be told you. We believe it because we personally experience it, not from the hearsay, but personally experiencing it. God is doing a mighty work among all the nations and tongues. And the true, full gospel is being preached to all nations for a witness. And then, that's how it is written, then the end shall come. And then in Habakkuk, chapter 2, it's written in verse 3. Habakkuk 2, verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. The vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Amen. What a assurance is in the Word of God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's holy Word remains forever. And whatever He promised in the Word, this must take place. There's no other way at all. Then we read on. We already found out if the vision is still tarrying, wait for it. It will surely come. It will surely come, and it will not tarry. Brothers and sisters, every time we refer to the first coming of Christ, and then we also refer to the second coming of our Lord. Time and again, we refer to it. In every meeting, in every sermon, certain things must be mentioned. And we are grateful to our Lord God with all our hearts that He has opened our eyes, opened our understanding so that we can receive and accept it, whatever He promised for this period of time. And as the songwriter sings, and as it is written, for all the promises of God is in Him the yes, and in Him the amen. And they take place, and they found their fulfillment through us, who we believe as Abraham believed with all his heart. We all know about the sending of Brother Branham. And as already mentioned, one has to go back to the first coming of Christ and to see what happened at that time, how God sent a man to bring the message to the people, to give them an understanding for the New Testament, making the bridge from the Old to the New Testament. Luke 16:16, the law and the prophets were until John, and from there on the gospel of God, the kingdom of God, was preached. A man promised in the Old Testament fulfilled his ministry, and the bridge was made from the Old to the New Testament. A man of God with the message of God addressed to the people of God. And all who were of God, they heard, they believed, and they were baptized, and they were filled with a promise. I baptize you with water and repentance. He who comes after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. How often we have said it here at this place. Among the 3,000 who were there at the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out, not only about the 120, but all who were there, they experienced it by His grace. And then, of course, came the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in this period of time, really, in the most important period of time in all of the history of mankind, and especially for the church of the living God, also this, we said here many times, at this place. Since the day of Reformation, there came revival after revival. And it went deeper and deeper. The ones remained, and the others went on. And the next revival, some remained, and the others went on. In every revival, there were such who remained, and then there were also those who continued in the new revival. And we can look back We experience the portion of it. Also the Pentecostal revival. We experienced all that by His grace. And especially if one hears the sermons of Brother Branham, hearing them from the 50s, how the breakthrough took place in the Pentecostal movement and how the gift of healing was serving for the purpose that the breakthrough could actually come because the word which was preached was confirmed. And it was really Brother Branham whom God equipped with the gift of healing, giving him the gift of prophecy, the gift of being a seer. And this Pentecostal revival, which started in 1906, to then receive the crowning, that the confirmation, the vindication took place by healings of miracle. And all who found grace in the sight of God, they went on with this Pentecostal revival. I also went with it. All of us, we experienced it from the end of the 40s up to the midst of the 60s. Everything we witnessed personally. But now comes, of course, the point, which is now really all about, which is important. Not remain standing with that what God has done, but going on with that what God is doing now. And brothers and sisters, here we really come into trouble. And also about many stopped at 1965, at the moment when it pleased the Lord to take Brother Branham home. And how many stopped there? They didn't go on with that what God from that time on was actually doing worldwide. And whoever reads or hears the sermons of the seven seals, he knows exactly what Brother Branham said in the seventh seal in the first 10 minutes. He says, now the food was stored in. And in the last 15 or 20 minutes, Brother Branham says, I carried on the message so far as it was ordained to me by God. He fulfilled his task. He fulfilled his ministry fully, but now coming back to the 50s. Dear Brother Branham, here and there, in some meetings, he preached in some churches. Of course, he could not say, come all out of you, come out and be separate. Then he really said, be faithful in the church in which you are now. In the 50s, Brother Branham, he preached in the various churches. But then came the moment with the opening of the seals, where all the doors were closed by all the churches, and only one door remained open. And this was the door with a full business, with the businessman of the full gospel, Brother Shekarian, the boss. He was the boss and he arranged then the meetings. But here one sees the difference. From that time on, ye my people, come out and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. It's not enough to say, oh, this is it and this is it. When and where did he say what? And therefore, we are so grateful to our Lord God that we could follow the ministry, placing it from the evangelistic part to the teaching part, to the prophetic part, to the opening and revelation of all the mysteries which were hidden. Let us say it once again. It's not enough to just say the prophet said it, but in which connection he said it. Yeah, even in the beginning of the meetings in the 50s, he was calling the people to fast and to pray. Not only we in the country, we were praying through the nights. We were wrestling until the Spirit fell. We were fasting. And Brother Branham, he spoke about it in the 50s, that the Lord can give grace by fasting and praying. But this I cannot tell to the people today. Each one must be led personally by the Lord. From nothing we may make out or make up a doctrine, but we must learn our personal lessons from everything what was said. Brothers and sisters, the greatest grace which God has given us is to understand all things correctly. And that what the Lord has said, to really place it biblically, to walk forward and to thank the Lord. Let us repeat it in the seventh seal. Now the food was stored in of Brother Branham. Such a burden was taken after he spoke about the seven seals. And we thank the Lord also for it, that at the end he said, I carried the message so far as it was ordained for me. And then we see that the Lord took him home. And that since that time, the true divine message was carried out into all the world. And sometime we will bring the map from the office, the world map, so that all eyes can see that all the nations of the earth were reached by personal visits, hearing the message, and all who were ordained by God to have part in the rapture, they will not stop at 1965. They will walk on with the Lord, because the Lord didn't stop. The Lord walked on. And just be honest now. I don't know how many of you are here today who already in December 65 heard about it, what God has ordained for this period of time. Who of you, who worldwide until December 65 has heard at all about that, what Brother Branham was commanded, namely that he would, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so that he would bring a message that would forerun the second coming of Christ. Who is here? And who in all the countries who are connected today, who until December 65 has heard at all about anything, what God promised, leave alone hearing of that, what God has done. You see, what's all about? You see, the time was not yet so far, but a new period was starting. And we could carry the precious message, the wonderful word of God. We could carry it into all the world. And the bride is being called out from all peoples, tongues, and nations. And brothers and sisters, please believe me. I say it in the fear of God. In the moment when the coffin of Brother Branham was put into the grave, you see, I was standing right next to the grave. I was looking how the coffin, for me, a whole world broke into pieces, because I personally was counting with it that Brother Branham would remain until the return of the Lord, that he would be amongst us. You cannot imagine what happened in me. I not only wept, I cannot explain. I told the Lord, how will it go on? But on the same day, I returned from the burial, I came into my room, and the tears were stopping, and there came a deep peace into my soul. No voice, but it spoke in my heart. Now your time has come to go from city to city, from country to country, to bring the message and to give out the stored in food to the people, especially to the ministering brethren. God took care for everything, that without interruption, without any interruption, that what God ordained for this period of time, by grace, he let it happen. And all who remained at December 65, they can all remain there. They can all remain there. But with God's help, we walk on, and we thank the Lord God for that, what He's doing in our time worldwide. And as we hear it, not only 10,000, there are millions. And as Brother Branham also said, between 10 and 12 millions, which he included personally into his ministry. We don't want to count here with figures, but that's how the Lord himself said it and promised it to Abraham. Innumerable as the stars are and as the sand of the seashore, that's how your seed will be. And who is the seed? Those who truly believe. Let me say it. Let me emphasize it. That the Lord really, in December 65, he didn't stop. He was not at the end yet. But he gave a new beginning, a transition to that what should take place at the end. And now we reached the point, beloved brothers and sisters, where the full gospel, all who were called out, it was preached, not only doctrinally, but also that all were crucified with Christ, dying with him, being buried with him, rising together with him unto a new life, that it can come to fulfillment. Now I live no more, but Christ lives in me. And what we are still living now, this we are living by faith in the Son of God, that our personal life is well-pleasing to God, that we come to the point that the presence of God is really manifested in our meetings, in our midst, that it can come down, the presence. And the next point is, as Brother Branham has also seen it, that the bride has come out of lockstep. This is the most saddest chapter of all. If somebody remains an unbeliever, and if one bypasses what God has done, this is one thing. But then when the bride comes into a situation, and Brother Branham has seen it, please pardon me when I repeat it here, but when he saw the deception taking place, it was a witch. He saw it was a woman with a long nose which was walking onward and causing the havoc in the bride. In this time, it is necessary to really be totally free from all false influence. And brothers and sisters, this we say to all brothers who are ministering with the word worldwide. The Lord does not permit it until the end that false teachings are being proclaimed. It must. And for this, I brought with me the word. I looked up the word in Ephesians. We all know Ephesians. That God has set into the church the various ministries. And that the preparation also of the local church is made by the local ministry. And then that not all are tossed to and fro by the winds of doctrine. And here it is written, Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. This word, it really touched my heart today. The Lord has set the ministries into the church, the doctrinal ministries, everything what goes with it. That the various winds of doctrines, the various false doctrines, shall no longer deceive those who are part of the bride church, those who refer to Brother Branham, to the sending of Brother Branham. They cannot be tossed to and fro, but are settled. And now we are coming to the point. Being set, the ministry set by God, they will never spread eros. Never proclaim eros. Never. Or support eros. And all the false teachings which refer to Brother Branham, those who are, if you would know these things, your stomach would turn around and you could not sleep anymore. Yes, time and again, the prophet said. But they misunderstood. And they must be, let themselves be placed into this verse, which is tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by the cunning craftiness, by the trickery of the enemy, the trickery of men. The enemy is using men who with cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, they are available for the enemy, tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, tossed to and fro. There are the various directions which all refer to Brother Branham. We have written it in the circular letter, and it remains by it. No lie is of the truth. No error. God's holy word is yea and amen. And nobody needs to add anything to it. No. As it is written, so it will find fulfillment. And all of us, we understood that this is the time in which really, from A to Z, everything in the personal life, also with the young people, in the marriages, in the families, that really everything must be placed biblically. We cannot do anything anymore with what we cannot stand before God. But the well-pleasing of God must rest upon us. Because at the time of salvation, the Lord helped us. And therefore, brothers and sisters, it concerns me also, but God has just taken care for it, that I was an ear and eyewitness of the ministry. I had to be, eyewitness of the ministry which God has given to Brother Branham. But William Branham. The supernatural was the moving and working of God in William Branham. And he was just a man, like we all are. He was a father, he was a man, he was a hunter, he liked to fish. He was a man, just like all the others. The divine was given to him for his ministry, and it was vindicated time and again. And why? What was it with Moses? What was it with the prophets? Why did God give commissions with Moses? A sign is given to him, and if they don't believe the one sign, they will have to believe the second sign, because it was about the calling out, and God had to confirm the prophet before he could confirm the word with those who believed the message of the prophet, and also with Brother Branham. If they don't believe the first sign, then they will have to believe the second sign. God has just laid it in such a way. And therefore it is written, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And we see the ministry of Brother Branham. Let us say it once again. Firstly, evangelistic. Just wonderfully preaching the full gospel with justification, with faith, with the baptism, with everything what goes with it. And then the teaching part, then the prophetic part. But if somebody says, Our Lord was Jesus, but William Branham was the Messiah, the Christ, such a man belongs to hell. Our Lord is all in all. And a man is a man. A man remains a man. And we are also grateful to God that we have this direct distinction. If all would know what things are being proclaimed and how those who think to be part of the bride church really are walking astray on wrong ways, bypassing what God is doing right now, bypassing it, despising it, really with despising. They were even here. They were here. Driving past by this house and referring time and again anew to the prophet. Let us say it once again. Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord God took care for everything. Also for that, that the true, clear message was carried into all the world so that it might be fulfilled what is written. The everlasting gospel was preached to all nations for a witness. And we are really grateful with all our hearts that we have found this connection. And now we are on the last portion of the way before the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And therefore, we must examine ourselves whether we somehow went astray somewhere, and that we truly have the Word of God as a lamp unto our feet, and that we really only believe as the Scripture has said, and by it remains by it throughout all eternity. Let us summarize of what it's all about now. In the very last period of time before the return of Jesus Christ. Outwardly seen, that's how we said it at the beginning. Outwardly, we see the signs of the time. We look to Israel, we look into the Middle East, we look here and we look there, and we see how everything comes out of control, how perplexity, what everything is taking place. That's how it never was before on the earth, never. But this, we may say and emphasize time and again, what happens in the church was also never before, that everything, everybody has an inner agreement to the Word of God. Whether it's addressed to the sisters, they receive it. Whether it's addressed to sons and daughters, they receive it. If it's addressed to the men, to the husbands, they receive it. And one brother is making thoughts, because Paul has written in a letter that the widows should not get married again because they break their first vow. And in the same chapter, then the apostle writes the younger widows shall marry again. One doesn't have to stop here, but walk on. That just everything is placed biblically, brothers and sisters. I cannot go on like this a long time anymore. That the Bible is misunderstood, misinterpreted. They just don't understand that God has taken care for everything. Also for that we can be placed biblically, and that we really believe with all our hearts what the Scripture says. Also that, as Paul has written, that by the ministry which the Lord has given, that the completion should come. It really, everything goes to it, with it. What he says to the family, to the marriage, to the church, what he says to all of us. The Lord speaks to all of us personally. And it's very important. Also this, beloved brothers and sisters, it must be emphasized here. Not a single one may be amongst us who walks past by somebody without reaching his hand to him. It may not happen again. It may not happen anymore. Firstly, who are you to judge the other one? Who are you? Where have you been in his situation that you can despise him, passing by him? Whoever has experienced the grace of God personally will whoever has personally experienced forgiveness, whoever experienced personally, he will also grant it to the other one. Also, to you and to you, God has forgiven you. No judgment anymore. No! Let each one examine himself. Let each one examine himself. And afterward, let him eat. That's how it is written. So, let us thank the Lord that we reached the period of time where admonitions must be given. Not only teaching, also admonitions must be given. And we are available. We are here for conversations. We are here not only to preach the word. We are here to minister, to serve, to help, and to pray with one another and for one another, that we truly have an atmosphere where each one can look into the other one's eyes and where the love of God is really poured out and lived out so deeply that one can hug one another. That the love of God is really poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And that we thus all experience the forgiveness, grace, salvation, and reconciliation. Everything. As we personally experience it personally, so that we also grant it to all the others by His grace. Let us summarize what today was said here. The Lord has a plan of salvation for and with the church. The calling out was addressed to the bride. Firstly, to all the people, ye my people, come out and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. When we're reading here of the various teachings, like winds of doctrine, touch not the unclean thing. Leave all the false teachings where they belong. They don't belong into your mouth. They don't belong into your heart. They don't belong into the church. Leave them there where they are. And if certain things are mentioned here in front, then only that we wake up, that we are attentive, and that God is only in His Word, and that He does everything according to His Word, and that we all believe everything as it is written with our hearts. We believe that the last message is forerunning the second coming of Christ. There must be a result. There must be a result. And this is the bride. The bride of the Lamb, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the word of truth. Probably I said it here, just recently I said it. No one who is in error, whoever spreads error and preaches error, no one can be sanctified like this. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. One must really say the truth consequently. Whoever is of the truth hears the voice of God and does not hear all the other voices, but the voice of God. And this is only in the Word of God. How many scriptures could be still read here? Let us say it really once again. Whoever finds grace in the sight of God will, that what since 1965 took place on the earth, he will believe it and receive it with all his heart. And also now, the correction from all the winds of doctrine, from people who lay in wait to deceive and who call it a special revelation. Every revelation of God is in this word, and we are grateful for it, especially the revelation of Jesus Christ, our Lord, which we experienced by His grace. And we can really say we found grace in the sight of God. But now the time has come, as Enoch, to walk with God. Like the seventh of Adam, he was raptured. That we walk also with God, also today. There are newcomers amongst us. We have a whole bus from England. I would like that the Lord speaks to each one personally, speaking really to all, that all today can consecrate their lives to the Lord, thanking God and asking God, as we said it last time here, the Lord has called out from Egypt, and then He was showing them the way with a pillar of fire, with a pillar of cloud, illuminating the way which the called out church had to walk, should walk. The same is with us, happened with us. The Lord not only called out, He illuminated the way step by step. He illuminated us the way which we have to walk by faith and by obedience. Do you all believe with all your heart that we are now living very close before the return of Jesus Christ, and that this meeting, each one of us brings something to each one of us, that we really come as such as have not yet experienced a conversion. But who experience it here then? Whoever didn't experience yet a new birth, no renewing, no repentance, but that the Lord God really not only gives the proclamation, but that he works in our midst in such a way that the tears drop down and that we consecrate our lives to the Lord fully anew, and that so he can bless us. I believe out of full conviction that the Lord has led everything in such a way that we have this building, that we can be here gathered. All of you, we know what kind of instructions the Lord has given in the course of the past years. Nothing happens just by coincidence. Everything the Lord ordained in advance for everything he took care of, also for all the languages, in 15 different languages, is being interpreted worldwide. Today, I asked Brother Tati how many equipments we already have purchased. Hold fast your seats. Hold fast your seats. We had it on our hearts to all the groups in all peoples and tongues, just to give them, to buy the equipment for them, so that they can be tuned in, looking, watching all the countries, all the numbers. He can mention them who were equipped, so that all can listen worldwide. Here, the languages, here, the reception. What do you want more? Was this ever before on the face of the earth? That on one place it's being preached, and the whole world can listen directly in their languages, be it Russian, be it Spanish, whatever it might be, in their languages. They can hear. God took care for everything. And let us emphasize it once again. Now it's really important what God has done since the going home of his servant and prophet. What happened after the ministry of John the Baptist? Then came that what was promised in the Old Testament. This all happened. The ministry was just the preparation so that all the other prophecies and promises could find their fulfillment. Joel 3 could never have happened if not the man of God would not have preached and prepared the way, if the Holy Spirit would not have taken place. Everything was the preparation for that, what would then really take place in and with the church. And the same it is now, that what God prepared by the mighty ministry of the ministry of Brother Branham, it served for the purpose to bring the church to the point that what God promised for the church, that it also can really happen, and it will happen because God promised it in his word. And that's how it will be. To him be the glory and the adoration for everything. Just say amen, hallelujah to it. Say amen to the Lord. To the Lord belongs the glory. Let us stand up. Let us stand up. Do we have our brother Jean-Claude in our midst, that he sings with us the Maranatha song? Do we have the two sisters in our midst who will now sing us a song? In the meantime, when the brothers and sisters are coming to the front, we are just so grateful, grateful with all our hearts, that we can silently hear the word of God. Please take it to heart, As John carried out his ministry so that everything could happen with the church, so Brother Branham carried out his ministry. And everything what was promised for the church will happen now with the church and in the church. Amen.
Der Ruf erschallt, rings tönt es laut, ein
the call goes forth.
Tag bricht an.
The day breaks forth.
Mancher ohne Kraft, vom Feind ward weggerafft. Hast du auch oft nach neuer Kraft mit Sehnsucht ausgeschaut? Hör jetzt die frohe Kunde.
Hear the message.
Rings um uns tönt sie laut.
The message sounds forth.
Es ist kein Geheimnis.
It is not a secret.
Was Gott jetzt tut.
What God is doing now.
Was er tat für andere.
What he did for others.
Gibt auch dir Mut.
Is also for you.
Vergibt und heilet.
He forgives, he heals.
Durch Jesu Blut.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Es ist kein Geheimnis.
It is no secret.
Was Gott jetzt
what God is doing now.
Nicht länger Nacht, weil Jesu Macht aufs Neu wird offenbar. Freu dich immer da, bleibt nicht das Jubeljahr.
Very soon, the year of Jubilee is coming.
Macht der Welt mit dir ist Jesus Gottes Wort. Glaub nur an die Verheißung.
Believe the promise.
Und geh nicht zweifelnd vor.
And don't walk on doubting.
Es ist kein Geheimnis.
It is not a secret.
Was Gott jetzt tut.
What God is doing now.
Was er tat für andere.
What he did for others.
Gibt auch dir Mut.
Is also for you and encourages you. He forgives. He heals through the blood of Jesus. It is not a secret what God is doing now.
Bald kommt die Zeit, wo ausgekämpft der lange schwere Streit.
Very soon,
alle
the battle is over.
Bereit,
all who are ready, they enter glory.
Doch jetzt im letzten Geisteswind steh auf, du Streiter her.
Now,
erheb das
stand up, soldier. Lift up the shield of faith. With you is God the Lord.
Es ist kein Geheimnis,
it is not a secret
was Gott jetzt tut,
what God is doing now.
Was er tat für andere,
what he did for others
gibt auch dir
is also for you and encourages you.
Vergibt und heilet.
He forgives, he heals.
Durch Jesu Blut.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Es ist kein
it is not a secret
was
what
Gott
God
jetzt
is doing now.
Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut. Was er tat für andere, gibt auch dir Mut. Vergibt und heilet durch Jesu Blut. Es ist kein Geheimnis, was Gott jetzt tut.
Amen.
Amen.
Seid ihr so weit?
Are you so far? Are you ready?
It is no secret what God can do.
I wished
in English
that we could have the meetings in the English language. All of us, we speak a good English, but we are still in this country and we have the translators. May the Lord God bless. Amen. We tune in French, all of us. Thank you. Now I have one request. Where is the brother who at the last weekend was healed? Where is the brother? Please come. Come. This will encourage all of us.
Is he coming? Yes.
So, just that you know precisely, this brother He was paralyzed on the right side. And you also know, 4 weeks ago in the meeting, he came in the wheelchair. And the doctor said, there is nothing we can make. This remains like this. On the last Sunday, by the power of God, he was healed. And suddenly on all of the mission center, there was a thanking, praising the Lord, thanking loudly. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I really experienced something special. From the doctors, it was confirmed that there's something impossible to do. The bones here.
On avait prescrit deux fois 120 séances.
Deux
fois 120 séances. De kiné. Et après seulement 3 semaines, le Seigneur m'a guéri complètement.
You have heard it. The Lord just healed me completely. Hallelujah. Let us sing Just As I Am. And then we'll pray together.
But that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Beloved, if some are here for whom we can pray here in the front, if you would like to come to the front, if you want to consecrate your life to the Lord, experiencing forgiveness, everything what the Lord has given, please then come to the front. We are singing once again, Just As I Am.
As I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Once again, today we are all coming. We have sung, we come from the east and west. We come from the south and north. And we emphasized it, the invitation the Lord Himself has given. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest for your souls. I will give you forgiveness. I will give you everything. Receive it. Receive it today. Do you all speak German? Can you understand this? The Lord God, is present. God is present. Lord Almighty God, we are still in the time of grace. You are calling out. You forgive. And we thank you for it, that the blood of the new covenant is still on the lid of the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies. Lord, forgive all. Forgive all who are now praying, who believe. Forgive. Take everything from them. Deliver them completely. Set the captives free. Set the captives free. Beloved Lord, together we thank you for the finished work of redemption, for the forgiveness, for the grace, and for the salvation. Blessed and praised be your wonderful name. And now we'll also pray for all the sick. The Lord is present. The Lord is present to confirm His holy word, who forgiveth all thy sins, and who healeth all thy diseases. It belongs together. Forgiveness and healing belongs together. Who forgiveth all thine sins, and who healeth all thine diseases. Oh, how grateful we can be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1965, you were not with us. But today, you are with us. And today, if you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Blessed and praised. Just imagine how many the Lord has called out since 1966. Worldwide, how many has He called, redeemed, forgiven, and blessed? Hallelujah! Praise be to our God throughout all eternity. Did I see Brother Michael here? Is Brother Tati in our midst? Is Brother Tati here? Please come and thank with us.
Brother Tati, are you here? Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Brother Tati. If you wish to say a few words. Yes, okay. Thank you.
Very good.
Brothers and sisters, worldwide,
weltweit,
and those who are here, we have heard the voice of God, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Not only He revealed Himself, but He is among us. We receive all we have asked Him. We do believe this message is from heaven. The Lord of heaven, the Most High, is a living God. His power is still the same. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. You are healed. You are saved. You are reconciled with Jesus by His blood. Be blessed in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Brother Arben, thank you auch noch.
Brother Arben, please thank also.
Himmlischer Vater, wir danken dir für deine Gnade. Wir danken dir für dein heiliges Wort. Wir danken dir für das vollkommene Erlösungswerk am Kreuz auf Golgatha. Herr, du hast eine ewig gültige Erlösung vollbracht, Herr. Du hast uns ein für alle Mal ans Ziel gebracht, Herr. Und wir danken dir dafür. Wir nehmen es auf und nehmen es an, Herr. und lobpreisen deinen heiligen und wunderbaren Jesus-Namen. Amen.
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 Du bist würdig, du bist
thou art worthy.
Halleluja.
Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive all the glory, all the praise, all the worship.
Glaubet, dass ihr es empfangen habt, denn es ist euch zuteil geworden. Seid gesegnet mit dem Segen des allmächtigen Gottes. Brüder und Schwestern, was Gott jetzt tut, ist Realität. Die Herausrufung, die Zubereitung, ist Realität. Gelobt und gepriesen sei unser Herr. Halleluja, sei gepriesen. Noch als letzten Gruß.
Halleluja.